In the midst of this year's Gulf of Mexico oil spill, many Alaskans turned their thoughts to the spring and summer of 1989 and the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Images of Gulf wildlife and coastline covered in oil were a harsh reminder of the devastating financial and environmental disaster caused by Exxon. In the months since, many Alaskans have traveled to the Gulf, either to lend a hand in the cleanup or to offer moral support. Now that the oil has stopped flowing, Gulf residents have begun to claim economic damages from Deepwater Horizon operator BP. Once again, it's a story Alaskans are all too familiar with, thanks to a 20-year legal battle with Exxon that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. As KTOO's Casey Kelly reports, one lawyer who was on the ground in Prince William Sound following the Exxon spill is now headed to the Gulf to offer advice and support.
Vance Sanders came to Alaska in 1984 to work for the nonprofit public interest law firm Alaska Legal Services Corporation. 5 years later, the Exxon Valdez hit Bly Reef, and then Governor Steve Cooper, a former ALSC board member, asked Sanders and his colleagues to go to Prince William Sound. As he recalls, it was shortly after the spill, and lawsuits were already being filed against Exxon and even the state of Alaska.
We were asked to go up to Cordova and work with the state and other entities to try to assist in any way that we could with the oil spill.
Sanders says the job mostly consisted of helping people who met Alaska Legal Services income guidelines with paperwork for a class action lawsuit against Exxon. ALSC wasn't involved in arguing the case, but he says working with the spill victims has stuck with him all these years.
It was just so shocking to be there and see the beauty of the sound. I'd been up to Prince William Sound before and been to Cordova, but to see the environmental destruction was just amazing, and the number of people who were affected, it certainly was groundbreaking.
Today, Sanders is in private practice, but remains involved in ALSC as president of its board of directors. He's traveling to Pensacola, Florida this weekend to share his Exxon experience with attorneys gearing up for the legal fight over the Gulf of Mexico disaster. Bonnie Allen is director of training and foundation development at the Mississippi Center for Justice, part of the Gulf State Regional Consortium of Public Interest Lawyers and Advocates.
I think a lot of it will be, for him, will be to just tell the story of what happened.
Allen says many of the lawyers attending the conference were quite young or weren't even born when the Exxon Valdez spill happened. Similar to Sanders' experience 21 years ago, there's a sense of heading into uncharted waters.
That's one thing, is just our own internal organizational planning. How do we best retool and adapt to some new areas of law that we're not generally accustomed to?
And there are other parallels. For instance, the Gulf, especially Mississippi, has a large population of Vietnamese fishermen. Allen says estimates vary, but it's generally accepted that more than 15,000 Vietnamese families make their living in the region's fishing industry. It's been a challenge to reach all of them due to language and cultural barriers.
Many of the older Vietnamese Americans are not all that integrated into a lot of the other groups. Many of them have never turned to government for any kind of public assistance or support.
Sanders says the situation reminds him of the Alaska Native fishermen he worked with in places like Tetitlik and Chiniga Bay following the Exxon spill.
There were people who were subsistence users, for example, who we tried to work with to make sure that they were adequately provided for, as well as the commercial interests that were affected.
Most of all, Sanders says he wants to convey to the advocates that they must prepare themselves for a long legal battle. In addition to the lingering environmental and economic effects of the Exxon Valdez, thousands of claimants in the litigation died before receiving their settlement. Even 20 years later, Sanders has little faith that BP will pay victims of the Gulf spill in a timely manner.
You're dealing with a huge multinational corporation, and it's in their, certainly their financial interest, their shareholders' interest to minimize payments. And I mean, I'm hoping that we've learned something from the Exxon Valdez, and I'm hoping it won't be 20 years, but I certainly wouldn't hold my breath.
Sanders will attend the Gulf State Consortium's training conference next week. Alaska Legal Services has 10 offices throughout the state. It provides free legal help to low-income clients in civil matters. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.